Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
If you're buying a used car, there are a number of things to consider, such as its history, whether it's been the subject of a recall, if it could have been flood damaged, or if it was in an accident and declared totaled. Well, we're going to talk about all of these issues and more. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the PR manager for Carfax. Chris, welcome back to Of Consuming Interest.
Thanks, Shirley. Always good to see you.
Now, this is a big subject because a lot of people are buying used cars, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. But what we're going to do is to try to make it a little bit more comfortable and safer for them when they buy a used car, right?
That's exactly right.
It's your goal and it's my goal. Now, you had recently put out a notice about cars that were subject to recalls that had never been taken back to be repaired. And you, the number was astonishing. Would you give us a little information for our listeners on what this is, the whole scope of recalls?
Yeah, that number is astonishing. Last year we saw more than 3 million cars that were recalled and never fixed that were for sale online.
3 million?
3 million. And that's just the cars that were online. It doesn't take into account the vehicles that are being driven every day, that are sitting in our driveways. There's a lot more cars that unfortunately have been recalled but were never fixed by their owners. And there's a number of reasons why, but more importantly, these cars are out there. They are potential hazards. They could be an accident waiting to happen. And the manufacturers are doing their job in notifying you that there is a recall. There's a potential safety issue with that car. We need to do our due diligence, make sure we're heeding that recall and getting it to the dealer and getting it fixed. It's free to do.
Well, you know, I just bought a new vehicle, but the old car that I have, which I had for 11 years, and I think before I interviewed you the last time, I went in and did a search to see if I had missed any of the recalls, and I hadn't. I mean, at least the things that I saw, I had known about or vaguely remembered, but I was always tried to take my car back. But I can understand how people would just ignore it. They get busy or they forget it, or maybe they've moved and they didn't even get the recall notice. You know, there's all kinds of things that could have gone on there. How can people check to see if a car has been the subject of a recall?
There's two ways to do it. Number one, if you come to recall.carfax.com using the 17-digit VIN on your car, you can find out if a recall has been issued for your car and was never fixed. And again, this is specific for your vehicle. So it's important information to have that you can find out if a recall was issued and it was never fixed.
So you have a record of whether or not the recall was fulfilled. In other words, whether they took it back, you can tell that?
We have a record of whether the recall was not fulfilled.
Okay.
The manufacturers give us that information. They tell us all the recalls that were issued for cars that were never fixed.
Okay.
And so if you come to recall.carfax.com, you can find that information out. It's a free check. And we're encouraging people, if you see an open recall, absolutely, take it immediately to your dealer. It might take you a little time, but it's a free fix at the dealership, and it's all about safety. It's peace of mind knowing that whatever safety defect was on that vehicle has now been taken care of, and you can drive with greater peace of mind.
Okay. So this would be something, too, if you're about to buy a used car. Take it and see if it has. Now, also, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has a list of recalls. It doesn't have the history that you do.
Correct.
But it does have a list of recalls of vehicles.
That's your second resource. It's safercar.gov.
Okay.
And you can type in your year, make, model, vehicle, and you can find out all the recalls that were issued for that year, make, model car. It's not going to tell you whether the recall was fixed, but it's going to give you a list of the recall campaigns that were issued. And more importantly, it's going to tell you what could happen if you don't get that recall fixed. So it's great information to have, and you can understand the seriousness of the issue if you don't take it.
Well, you know, we had a consumer who contacted us because he had bought a used van. And it turned out that the tires on the van had been recalled, but never had been taken back by the previous owner. And, you know, one of them blew out on the highway, and they experienced a rollover. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured.
And that's one of the things that we see is, you know, a recall is a warning. It's not a reminder that there could potentially be something wrong with the car. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think it could happen to them. There's a number of reasons why they didn't do it, but that's certainly one of them. Well, it's not going to happen to me. I don't get it done. Maybe I sell the car. The next owner doesn't know that there's a recall.
This was the second owner, and he did not know it. And he was calling us to let our listeners and people know that this could happen and the seriousness of checking for recalls.
Yeah, absolutely. They can cause accidents. They can cause vehicle fires. We had a gentleman in Delaware whose van caught on fire due to a recall 5 feet from his house.
Wow.
The whole house could have burned down.
Whoa. What if it had been in a garage?
Exactly right. And we've seen that happen too all over the country. The vehicles are parked. They're stationary. They catch on fire overnight.
That's not a fun thing.
It's not a fun thing.
No, we do not want that to happen.
And unfortunately, we've seen some people that have died from this too.
Okay, so you can go to recall.carfax.com. You need the car VIN number to check and see if the recalls have actually been fixed.
Yes, we're working with the manufacturers to provide that information, notify as many people as possible about these recalls.
Okay, and then you can go to safercar.gov to see what kind of recalls have been issued and the ramifications of those recalls.
Exactly right.
Yep. So that's good information for consumers to have. It's really something that people should check.
It's all about safety. It's all about keeping up the performance of the safety of your vehicle. It's a good thing to know, and it's an even better thing to get fixed.
Yep, you got it. Well, let's move on to one of the things that you and I talked about in the past, and I did something in a short report on it about airbags. And the fact that airbags, this is a big issue because they're not being replaced. You were telling me that there was a board or something, a piece of wood put in where the airbag should be in one car?
2x4s, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, crooked repair shops are taking vehicles that have been in prior accidents where the airbags deployed. They're pocketing the insurance money to replace the airbags, which is a few thousand dollars. It's nothing to sneeze at. And, they're putting things in the airbag compartment to give it girth, to, fake that there's something actually in there. 2x4s is certainly one of them. We've seen that. Old sneakers, packing peanuts, whatever they can get their hands on that's going to give that compartment girth. Unfortunately, that car is not going to protect you if it's in another accident, and it could even kill you. We've seen that happen before, too.
My gracious. I mean, that is really scary. Now, how do you protect against this?
There's a number of things that you can do. There's accident information that's reported to Carfax. So if you see the vehicle was in an accident, take it to a body shop. Make sure the repairs were done properly and also that the safety systems are working, especially that the airbag is communicating with the car's computer and that it's going to deploy if you're in another accident. That's a really important thing to do is taking that step and getting it inspected. When you cycle the engine, look for the airbag light to come on for a few seconds and go off. That means it's working properly. And a little known fact that most people don't know is that your seatbelts are tied into your airbag system. So
really?
The seatbelt will actually catch if you're in an accident. And that the airbag system and the seatbelt system are tied in together. So if your airbag system's not working properly, your seatbelts may not operate properly if you're in an accident.
Because you're counting on that seatbelt to catch, not expand when your body is moving forward.
And that's
going to
keep you from hitting the steering wheel, from moving forward.
Oh, my gracious.
Yep, exactly.
I did not know that. Let's just take a brief pause here to let people know that they're tuned in of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the Public Relations Manager for Carfax. And we're talking about some of the issues with cars, buying a used car. How can you have a better experience? What are the tools that are available to you to make certain that you're buying a car that's good for you and that it's safe? That's the big thing. So the airbag thing is appalling to me. I mean, this is total fraud out and out. Do you know if any of these people have ever been prosecuted for airbag fraud?
There actually are some states that are upping the ante on prosecution. They're making the fines greater. They're making it a greater punishment for people that are not replacing airbags properly. And it's something that we all need to be wary of. If your vehicle was in an accident, make sure you're getting it inspected. Make sure those systems are working properly.
Well, how can you inspect to see if the airbag is working now? If the airbag light doesn't come on at all, that's probably a signal when you start to turn the car on.
If it comes on and stays on, that's another.
If it comes on and stays on, that's definitely a signal.
Exactly.
But if the light has been disabled or something and doesn't come on at all, then you really need to worry about that too.
There are body shops and there are experts that inspect and replace airbags. And they can tell if the airbag system is communicating with the car's computer and will fire in an accident. So research those shops, take it in. Especially if you find out through Carfax or another means that the vehicle was in an accident, make sure those safety systems, especially the airbag, are working properly. And there are experts that can do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And there's no reason why you shouldn't buy a used car.
No, there's 40 million used cars that are sold every year. They're great deals. We save a lot of money off buying a new car.
Yeah, because when you drive it off the lot, you've lost thousands right there. It's new. I did buy a new one, but I keep my cars forever.
and they're great deals. You know, they fit for everybody. Whether you're working on a budget, whether you don't want to buy a new car for whatever reason, there are millions of great deals that are out there. And there's even certified cars that are out there. The manufacturers provide certified pre-owned vehicles that come with a Carfax report. They come with a mechanics inspection already. So two of the three steps, other than the test drive, are already done for you and are already paid for.
Are the certified cars, are they fairly common? Is that something that would be easy for you to go out? Because you're going to probably pay a little bit more for the car.
You're going to pay a little bit more, but you're going to get more of the new car benefits in a used car.
Okay.
And it's the fastest growing segment of used cars. So you got your new cars, you've got your used cars, now you've got your certified and pre-owned cars. Mm-hmm. They come with a manufacturer's warranty, an extended warranty. They come with a free Carfax report. They come with a rigorous inspection. And these are newer cars. They have to have a certain amount of mileage. They can't go over a certain amount of mileage. Usually it's around 50 or 60,000. Mm-hmm. They can't be more than a few years old. And there are lots of benefits that you get with a new car that you'll get with a certified pre-owned vehicle.
Well, odometer fraud used to be a big deal. Is that?
Still is.
It still is, really?
Still is, yeah. Even with the digital odometers, it actually could be easier to roll back your odometer because there's systems that you can find on the internet that can do it in seconds.
You're kidding.
No.
I figure out. The crooks always figure out a way to do things.
They're always one step ahead.
That's right. Why don't they apply that smart knowledge to something good, for goodness sake?
Well, that'd Carfax is trying to do that, absolutely.
that would be absolutely too easy. Well, one of the other things that I know consumers need to think about is whether or not the car has been in a flood. And, man, that can really do serious things to a car, but it can be hidden, can't it?
It absolutely can. Unfortunately, with flood damage, there's little signs, physical signs, that the car was damaged, other than that fishy smell or, you know, some mm-hmm. signs of rust or something. So mm-hmm. there are some telltale signs, but overall, these cars can be easily cleaned up cosmetically and resold. Mm-hmm. They look great. They may run great for a few months, but down the road, the water is going to break down the systems of the vehicle, the electrical systems, the mechanical systems, and the safety systems of the car. Those things are going to break down. You don't want them to break down when you're driving down the highway.
Well, there could be water, I suspect, in the part of the car that deploys the airbags, for
Absolutely.
Example.
And NHTSA actually recently released a study that said that airbags will not work properly if the vehicle is flood damaged.
Wow.
So they absolutely can be damaged. Your mechanical systems are going to break down. The engine may seize up at any time. Your ABS systems may not work properly. Flood damage is pernicious. While you may not see signs of it physically, it's going to rot the car from the inside out, and you don't want to be caught.
Well, I know that these cars are sometimes cleaned up and sold at auction and been bought by dealers who don't bother to disclose it, although any kind of thing like that about car being totaled, it being declared a lemon, or it being flood damage, supposed to be revealed to the purchaser, right?
More often, you see these cars sold through private sellers. Dealers are actually doing a really good job at protecting themselves and their customers by not putting these cars in a lot. Unfortunately, it's the private sellers, or what we call curbstoners, people that sell the cars on the side of the road, in your parking lot, sticking the for sale sign in the window, and really not telling you about the history. So if you're buying from a private seller through the classifieds, driving down the road, you see it on the side of the road, be really careful about those vehicles. Make sure you're doing your research. Carfax actually has an application for your iPhone where you can check the vehicle's history right on the spot.
Oh, that's cool.
It is very cool.
Wow, that is really cool. Does it have to be an iPhone or can it just be a smartphone?
We're working on an Android as well.
Okay.
So that's soon to come out. But if you have an iPhone, an iPad right now,
okay,
you can type in the vehicle identification number, you can type in the license plate, or you can actually scan a barcode that's on the driver's side door jamb or on the dashboard and pull up the vehicle's history.
I love technology.
You don't have to wait till you get home anymore. It's a great thing.
That's right.
Do it on the spot, anytime, anywhere.
Because if you wait till you get home and it was really a good deal, somebody may have already bought it.
Exactly right.
Right.
Or you can flesh out the ones that you really want to run away from.
That's right. Exactly. Well, all right. So private sales then are where we've got to be particularly careful. Although I have to tell you, Chris, we hear from consumers who've bought used cars that have really gotten lemons. And I think there are unscrupulous dealers out there. They probably don't provide a Carfax report, but there are unscrupulous dealers, sellers of these used cars. And we hear from a lot of those people.
Yeah, there are. The good thing is there's 30,000 dealers that are using Carfax to make sure they're putting good cars on the lot and in your driveway.
Right.
And you want to look for those dealers, especially the Carfax Advantage dealers that are running a Carfax report when they purchase the vehicles that they're going to sell. And when you come on the lot and say, I want to buy this car, they're going to give you one up front. Transparency is the key there.
Okay. And if you're buying online, buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Really, anytime you buy a used car, whether you buy from a dealer or whether you buy from a private seller, you really want to do your homework. You've got the money in your pocket, and until you do, you have the power. Make sure you know everything about that car that you need to make an educated purchase decision that you feel comfortable putting you and your family in.
Well, of course, part of the scams involved that are fake money orders and all kinds of things, especially if you're selling a car online. But that, of course, is subject for a different discussion. Let's just take a brief pause here to let folks know that they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the PR director for Carfax. And we're talking about how to buy a better used car. Okay, so what are some of the other things that we should be warning people about? Now, I know it's a little bit problematic to find out if cars have been declared totaled.
It's becoming easier. More and more information on that is available to consumers. Insurance companies are releasing that information to companies like Carfax. We back information that's issued by the states, the Department of Motor Vehicles, for vehicles that are salvaged, that are flood damaged, that are the manufacturer buybacks. And that information stays in our database forever. So There are instances where the title can be, quote-unquote, washed.
Washed,
yep.
Yes.
And that salvage
not
brand
flooded,
is cleaned
washed.
Away. Correct. That's right. So even if the paper title is clean, if it's been reported to Carfax, it stays in our database. It's on the report forever.
So it would be show up in the history, even though down the road they've washed the title and...
And they hand you a piece of paper that doesn't
indicate
the car is salvaged.
How do they do that? What do they do?
Fake documents. You know, there's ways around the system. The good thing to know is there's companies like Carfax that are helping to protect you, and there's mechanics out there that are spotting those signs of hidden damage that may or may not be obvious to you or I.
And then there are the cloned VIN numbers.
That's another thing as well, yes. More and more stolen vehicles, instead of being parted out, they're being sold as whole units, and they're being masked by taking your car, which is legally registered, and using your car to being put on the stolen vehicle. So your car now is associated with a stolen car.
It is totally incredible to me, the things that people think of to do.
It's an easy way to make money.
Yeah. And I've heard reports of people having tickets and police showing up in their driveway to take their car because they thought it was the car that was committed an offense or whatever.
I hope we're not scaring people into buying a used car, out of buying a used car.
No, absolutely.
Because there are great ones out there, but certainly the issues we're talking about, you need to be aware of, and that's why you really need to do your homework.
That's right.
You need to make sure you're educated, that you're comfortable with buying the car. Simply getting the information and asking questions can help separate the good guys from the potential bad guys.
Well, I suspect even buying a new car, if you got to an unscrupulous dealer, you could get flood-damaged new cars because they could be sitting on a lot in an area that was flooded, and they could be brand new.
That's why it's so important to take a test drive, get a Carfax report, and take it to a mechanic. No matter what you're buying, make sure you're comfortable with that car.
Give it the sniff test, we would call it.
Give it the sniff test, that's right.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the other things that you would advise consumers when they're going to buy a used car?
Do your homework. If you're buying online, shop around. There's tons of cars that are listed where you can compare prices, compare features, options. So find the best one that's a great fit for you and your family and your budget. Make sure you're checking the history, getting the Carfax report. Whether you ask the dealer to give it to you for free or come to Carfax.com, that information is available
to
you.
What does it cost?
It's about $35 for a single report, and you can get five for about $10 more. So you can shop around and compare vehicles.
So get all the – and what do you need to get a report?
All you need is a 17-digit VIN. You can find it on title documents. You can find it on the dashboard, inside the driver's side door jamb. It's all over the car.
Put them in the trunk someplace.
They do put them in the trunk. They're all over the car. Some are hidden that we don't know about, and the ones on the dashboard and inside the door are – visible. So well, use that information.
I suspect they're hidden so that the crooks won't know where they are, so they can't change. How do they change a VIN number? Do they actually physically change it, or do they just change it on the registration and title of a car?
They can create those fake documents to do that. They can stamp new VIN plates. They're always that step ahead. But working with law enforcement, working with people like you to advise people of issues about used cars, we're helping to catch up to the crooks and even the playing field.
Right. Well, that's the important thing. But, I mean, I think the biggest message for consumers is that there are an awful lot of good used cars on the market.
Yes.
I know that the one that I sold is a good used car.
Of course it is.
believe me, it may have been old, but it was in great shape.
It had the Shirley stamp of approval.
Yeah, it did. It really did. But at any rate, yes, you can find good deals out there. And I think people are with our economy, people are very concerned about buying a car. And many people are looking for used cars as good methods of transportation. They need them. They need them to get to work or whatever. I mean, I hear from people who say, I bought a used car and it won't run. I'm depending on it for my job. I can't get it fixed. They're telling me it's going to be $500 that I have to add on to this. People can't afford to do that. This is the problem.
And what we're seeing more is that people are shopping for value. They're not necessarily shopping for the lowest price. They're looking for the value, the best thing they can get for the money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a deal that's too good to be true, it probably is. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. Getting the car that's got lower mileage, getting the car that's got service records on its mm-hmm. Carfax report that's been well maintained. Those cars are going to help spread your dollar out and are going to run well for you for a long time.
Now, is it likely that there would be a paper trail of repairs and stuff to the vehicle? I mean, I know I kept receipts for everything I had done on my car. Fortunately, it was a great car and I really never had to have a whole lot of work done on it. But I did have all that. But most people probably don't keep that kind of record. So you don't really know that much about the repair history of a car, do you?
You very well may. Carfax gets information from dealerships, aftermarket shops that service and repair vehicles. So more and more of that information is showing up on
a Carfax report.
So they're
getting more and more information.
Exactly. So even if you, the owner, don't keep that information, but we recommend you do because it's great to provide any buyer.
Well, it's good. It's a good from a sales standpoint.
Exactly. It helps to show you maintain the vehicle. And that's exactly why that information is being reported to Carfax mm-hmm. to show that the vehicle has been well maintained and detail the maintenance history
right,
of it.
Right. And that's very that maintenance is also very important in how well you've treat it with tender, loving care.
It's going to extend the life of your car. It's just like taking care of your body.
You have to talk to it.
Exactly.
I tell my new vehicle I love it all the time.
You may not have to rub it down with a diaper, but hey, get the oil changed, get the manufacturer to recommend a maintenance. That car's going to last you a long time.
My only problem is my new car is smarter than I am. So I'm having to adjust to the fact that this car knows everything.
Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes,
you
never know.
There you go. Well, anyway, Chris, thank you so much. Now, let's just recap here for consumers. If they want to find out about recalls, safercar.gov will give you a list of the recalls that have been issued.
And what could happen to the car
and what could
not
happen
fixed.
To the impact of those recalls.
Correct.
And then at recall.carfax.com, you can get information on whether or not those recalls have been fixed.
You can find out if your specific vehicle has a recall that hasn't been fixed yet. And if you see that, take it to a franchise dealer. They're going to fix it for free.
By putting the VIN number in there. And
correct.
That's a free report. They can just go to
free
that
report.
Site.
Free to find out, free to fix.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Again, that's recall.carfax.com or safercar.gov for information in a different form. So all of those things, I think, are essential for consumers to have. And the fact that there's access out there that you can just go online and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a very easy thing to do.
And if I could quickly reiterate, if you're buying any used car, take it for a test drive, get a Carfax report, and have it inspected by a mechanic.
Absolutely.
That's your combination of help best protect yourself.
Yep. Yeah. And that don't skip the mechanic part.
Do not do that.
A certified mechanic to make sure it's good. Thank you, Chris, so much. You've been listening to A Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Chris Basso, PR Manager for Carfax. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.